Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, as you heard, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 26th on the West Coast and October the 27th now on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world. And hope you enjoy tonight's show. Before I bring my guest on, I want to mention something. I'm going to do something a little bit different at the top of tonight's show. You all know my love for music, being a musician, being a composer and arranger, orchestrator, producer, and for most of my life. And I have a great respect for other artists who can do the same. There's a message in a song that was written by the late Donny Hathaway, and I thought I would dedicate this to two groups of people. One, the first group being this group of our brothers and sisters, or our space cousins, known as the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon, who are doing many, many things to help people all over the planet, despite what you hear in the mainstream media and despite the attempts to debunk what I'm saying right now. And I'm actually composing a piece of music, and have been for some time, for them, something on the order of a symphony. And then the second part of this piece that I'm going to play is dedicated to all the rest of the listening audience of the terrestrial sort. It's a very inspirational piece, as I mentioned, written, composed, arranged, orchestrated, and performed back in 1973 by the great Donny Hathaway. And we're going to talk about some historical events that surrounded his demise some years later. But nevertheless, there was a big gap in between his creative periods. And he was purported to have suffered from depression. He was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. And in light of some of the revelations that I recently learned about that whole issue and what he thought was happening to him, in conjunction with some of the shows that we've been doing recently about MK Ultra mind control, it's evident to me, and I always felt somewhere in the deepest part of my being, that he was also a victim of that. A prolific writer, a prolific performer, and just a God-given talent to sing. He was born with it. It was his purpose for coming here. And he came to this earth to inspire us. And so I want to gift both the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon, crew that is traveling around our galaxy and around our planet, and do listen to the show and do broadcast the show to over 2,000 other planets in the galaxy, and my listening audience. The first part of this composition comes, both parts come from Extension of a Man. First part is the first track, which is called I Love the Lord, He Heard My Cry. And it segues immediately into Someday We'll All Be Free. This is Donny Hathaway. ¶¶ That prayer and I call it a prayer, from Donnie Hathaway, was recorded 37 years ago, actually a little over 37 years ago, and it still applies to this very day. And if you can listen to that music and not feel your heart open up to God, or you didn't shed a tear, then you're a stronger man or woman than I am. I'll say that much. With that, I'm going to bring on tonight's guest, the birthday boy. He is a chemtrail opposition researcher, a polymer chemist, I should say, and also an author of some very important scientific papers. And he's a frequent guest here on Evident Footprints and many other radio shows on the internet and AM, FM, even satellite. Our good friend, my good friend, Dr. Mike Castle. Dr. Castle, happy birthday and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Don, and good evening to you and your listeners and to the United Galactic Federation. Good evening. That song was very, that's the first time I've heard it. I thought at the beginning there, there's so many listening in to your broadcast this evening. I couldn't help but think that that must be the musical gates to Balqui. It's got to be. That's how you get there, is the musical gates to Balqui. I'm sure Mr. Hathaway didn't know about that, but what I was reminded of was, it took me to so many different places. There for a while, I was probably at a very good upper class, better class blues bar in New Orleans there for a while. I mean, it just takes you so many places. You know, the beat that he's got there, I've not heard that before. He's got a perfect backbeat in part of the song, and then here I am talking to Don Nikoloff about music. But then he's got this backbeat with the chimes, almost like one of those triplets. Mathematical music, really.
Yeah, there's a lot of rhythmic inflection. In fact, he put a lot of threes over two or three over four. Really multidimensional, and you're very correct. Mathematically, in terms of rhythmic inflection, it's multidimensional. Very spiritual. I mean, he came out with this album, as I mentioned, in 1973, and the people I know, the professionals I know, in fact, Jeff Berlin, who was on the show on the 6th of this month, recalled many of the people that we worked together with back at that time, and we'd sat down and listened to this album three or four times the night I got it. it was just overwhelming. A lot of famous studio musicians perform on it. That trumpet solo in the second song was played by the great Marvin Stamm. He had the best New York session musicians on that recording, and he went on some 5 years later to record with Roberta Flack. He did a couple of duets with her, and he was in the process of recording with her some new ones when he had an episode. He had suffered, as I had mentioned, from depression, and he had done a recording session on the 13th of January, 1979, in New York, and he was staying in the Essex House Hotel, and the window was neatly removed from its frame, and he was found lying 15 stories below on the street, having fallen from that window. Now, he had complained at the recording session that white men were out to get him. They were trying to kill him, and that he had been attached to a machine that was extracting music from his brain. Now, that sounds like he was delusional or a paranoid schizophrenic, unless one knows about the many experiments that were done with MK-Ultra mind control.
Right.
And we know that many performers, singers, musicians, and people in the industry are under that same control. And it's quite possible that he was waking up or recalling, having flashbacks and recalling the events, and it became dangerous. I never felt that he would have committed suicide. He had a very successful career, and certainly if he had been going through a lot of the torture and the programming, that would have made him very unstable all along. It's the only explanation in my mind as to his demise. Now, what I'd like to point out there, you know how you can research the events of certain dates, you know, especially on the internet, you can Google a specific month and a year and look to see what happened during that time period. And I thought it was kind of interesting because his demise falls inside of some very unusual events. This is an abbreviated list. I've been looking for something a little bit more detailed, but I didn't want to get too political, if at all possible. On the first Monday, the 1st of January, 1979, formal diplomatic relations were established between the People's Republic of China and the United States of America. On Tuesday, the 2nd, Sid Vicious went on trial for the murder of Nancy Spungen. And I have to tell you, I'm ignorant as to how that turned out. I was in Europe at the time. Sunday, the 7th of January, 1979, Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge were overthrown by Vietnamese troops. Now, on the 13th of January, that's when Donnie Hathaway allegedly committed suicide by jumping to his 15th floor death from a window of the Essex House in New York City. On Tuesday, and that was a Saturday, by the way, that would have probably been in the evening. Tuesday, the 16th of January, 1979, the Shah of Iran fled Iran and took his family and relocated to Egypt. Those are some of the more significant events that occurred. Now, you could say, well, what does Donnie Hathaway have to do with that? Well, he could have been reaching a point where the mind control program might have been exposed in a way that would definitely point out who was doing what, and Donnie Hathaway would have been a very credible victim just on the basis and of the integrity and quality of his music. Well, it sounds like we lost Dr. Castle there, so Seth, if you could get him back on, we'll continue. And I don't think he can hear me now since he's disconnected. So I'll keep talking here until we get him back on the line. And hopefully he'll be there. Okay, now we have a busy signal. That's wonderful. So we'll keep trying. In the meantime, I wanted to wish Dr. Castle again a very happy birthday. And get into a little bit deeper discussion about this whole thing, because it affects all of us, really. If they're targeting those who are, let's say, in the forefront, in the public eye, sounds like we might have him back now.
Yes.
Oh, yes, okay.
I'm never certain if I'm on the radio and you're gone, but I started losing you. So anyways, you know, did you hear what I said about that same era and time frame?
No, you had disappeared, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I talked to myself a lot. But that was also, you said New York, and I remember all along the East Coast, especially down in Georgia, there was a company out of New York called MCA. You remember that? MCA?
Oh, yes.
Jimmy Carter, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and the Marsha Tucker Band, and the Charlie Daniels Band, all them. They all went through a metamorphosis about the same time, and a lot of tragedy happened in all those rock bands and those types of things in that era. Of course, I was firmly affixed to the Marsha Tucker Band, always will be, I suppose, and especially Toy Caldwell. But anyways, no, I don't have anything to do with the conversation, but it was just that there were such strange things that happened in the recording industry because I followed it as much as I could back then, not like you have, but, you know, lots of upheavals. But no, there's not in 1,000 years would I ever believe that a person such as he, Mr. Hathaway, in fact, would commit suicide. So I think you're absolutely on the mark with MK Ultra. Absolutely, Don. Again.
Well, you know, to without providing proof, I would be jumping conclusions, many would argue, or jumping to conclusions. And I have to say that it never sounded right to me. You just wouldn't expect that. Now, they quote his wife as having said that he wasn't diligently taking his medicine. Well, they can put anything they want in a Wikipedia article. But I found that they went so far as to say that he was voicing his concerns that they were trying to kill him. And the quote from the article, which was a quote from James Matume, who was one of those present. He was with Eric Mercury and James Matume at the recording session. Matume said that although Hathaway's voice sounded good, he began behaving irrationally. And this is a secondhand quote. It's not in quotation marks. Seeming to be paranoid and delusional. According to Matume, Hathaway said that, quote, white people, unquote, were trying to kill him and had connected his brain to a machine for the purpose of stealing his music. Given Hathaway's behavior, Mercury said that he decided the recording session could not continue, so he aborted it, and all of the musicians went home. Hours later, Hathaway was found dead on the sidewalk below the window of his 15th floor room in New York's Essex House Hotel. The glass had been neatly removed from the window, and there were no signs of struggle, leading investigators to rule Hathaway's death as a suicide. How convenient. It doesn't say that. I added that. His friends were mystified, considering that his career had just started to pick up again, and Roberta Flack was devastated. Spurred by his death, she included the few duet tracks that they had finished on her next album. End of Wikipedia quote. So even some of this falls into a completely different scenario once one does the background work and understands what goes on. Now, one would ask, why would they do that to him? I think the power of this music that I played, I think its overall power and its courageous manner in which it confronts Satanism was a slap in the face to the Satanists. And they couldn't stand for it. But many, many people heard this music, and this music inspired many artists, well-known artists, even some who are just making it today. Donny Hathaway should be a household word amongst us. He wrote songs that were in the jazz vein, in the rock vein, in the R&B vein, in the blues vein, contemporary, classical, you could say. He loved country music. And although he didn't really record a lot of it, he didn't live long enough to, he had a respect for different types of music. But I found that aspect kind of interesting because of the role that mind control played and plays in country music. So I wanted to share that with listeners, if for no other reason, just because of the power of the music. Any comment you'd like to make?
I was just thinking, country music? Well, what about bluegrass? You know, what if he done any bluegrass? And that would say, well, Bill Monroe, in fact, got his ideas from some alien somewhere. It had been extracting stuff from Hathaway's brain with some kind of device. I don't know. I didn't have anything to say. I was just sort of amused by, the guy was a performing genius, you know, well before his time, obviously, like so many.
The world wasn't ready for him, I think, by and large, and that's, you know, that could sound a little haughty on my part because I expect other people's tastes to be like mine, but I have I know what it takes to achieve that kind of greatness, you know, as a keyboardist, you know, piano, organ. He became a master and very influential with his use of the Fender Rhodes piano. He inspired people like Stevie Wonder. Imagine that. Stevie Wonder being inspired by another artist. George Benson, excellent guitar player and now a very famous soloist as a singer as well. And many, many others. Many well-known people from today's music scene. And in between, and to imagine that music was written 37 years ago. And, he himself, when he heard the mix of those two songs that I played, he cried in the studio. You know, it's a prayer is what it is. So I may play that again some other time. Not tonight. Don't worry. I won't make you listen to it again.
No, but, Don, I just have to tell you, my friend, there's so many untold stories about you and the people that you were associated with, the places you've been, the things that you've done. You're a book by yourself, let alone Mr. Hathaway and all the other the greats that you've known throughout the years. How old are you, anyways?
I'm like Jack Benny, and you, 39.
Well, yeah. It's just amazing to me that you've got so many interest of specificity about something like music, and then be able to call out something that, in fact, has spiritual qualities to it. I'm just saying, in my own opinion, it's got some spiritual quality to it. I think it's what you're trying to say. And then dedicate that also to the United Galactic Federation. And then just by playing that, in the first part of it, that's what I was reminded of. I was reminded of something called the Musical Gates to Balqui, you know? Mm-hmm. And for those who are not certain what or where Balqui is at, it's in the Hendon Galaxy. And I know a little bit about it, thanks to Don Nikoloff. I'd like to know a lot more about it. I'm certain I will one of these days because now I know about it. But there's 575 other planets out there that are in the Hendon Galaxy that, in fact, are with this group, the United Galactic Federation. I'm so impressed by that. I can't tell you. When someone says, "Oh, you talk on international radio," I said, "Actually, it's galactic." When I go on Don Nikoloff's show, it's galactic, ladies and gentlemen. That's sort of a unique place that you have, Don. I don't know any other place that you can do that.
Well, maybe it's going on in other galaxies as we speak. but not with me, but some other talk show.
Well, see if Don or Seth can get them piped in here. You know, I'd love to listen to some of that stuff.
Yeah. You know, without getting into situations of parallel realities, can you imagine how chaotic that would be to be in another dimension and see the same corruption going on? You know.
Yeah, thanks. It's scary enough as it is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, listening to, like I said, True Show tonight, I've got to tell you this. You know, I just took my laptop, and I've never been able to pick up a wild signal, in other words, wireless, where I'm at. But I just sat down tonight at somewhere else and set it up, and I got online. So I listened to True Show. I was very, very angry, even angrier, as I'm certain a lot of other people can be. That's what sorrow turns into eventually, is nothing but despise and anger for these beings that do what they do. But anyways, what I was going to tell you, remember I told you earlier before we got on the show, I got on this internet hookup, and I'm not certain how, but I do have in front of the laptop the second Nikoloff effect pendant, and that's got something to do with this connection I've got tonight on the internet. And I'll just leave that for you for a later date. We can talk about that some other time after we breeze it by Jim, possibly. I'm not certain how that works, but there's something going on there.
So you're running Wi-Fi, in other words? Or
yeah.
Well, you must be near a Wi-Fi station anyway, somewhere.
Well, it has never came in before. Believe me, I've tried just about every time I've came over to this area. I just never could get it. Well, so I set that pendant in front of it. Somehow or other, it connects.
Okay, it's acting like an antenna for you then. Okay.
It is. So I was just kind of tickled by that, and had a good day, worked hard, got to see my grandson and my family, and happy birthday, and had all the pizza and trimmings and fixings, and it was a wonderful day. It really was. Had a weather system come through here like a freight train or two. I don't know if you got it up there where you're at, but we got it up west of us really bad, and then north, but it seemed to avert this area that I was in completely. I had that pendant with me.
We were issued tornado warnings, and, you know, I did my thing and just said, bring the rain, we need the water, but tornadoes go away. And they did. So...
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you, because if those out there listening could just comprehend that what you just said is absolutely valid and truthful, you, in fact, can do this too. It's just a matter of simply saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I find it interesting that you listen to True Show. Guest Dane Phillips was really exposing a lot of his research and basically confirming the things that we've been talking about. I mean, it's nice to find someone who agrees with you, but his message is unique, and he followed his own path to get there, and it falls right in sync with the things that we've been saying, hasn't it?
It has, and he's not afraid to talk about the grisliness of what's going on. And I commend him for that. The grisliness.
Yes.
It's almost like, oh, no, I don't want, I'm going to go in the other room, I don't want to hear this. No, listen. This is what's going on with little children all across this world.
Yeah. He, of course, for our listeners now, what they talked about was the child abductions. And you hear from him some of the same names of those who were involved in the Franklin cover-up,
right,
and the making of smut films. And these are films that end in murder. And, of course, they force these children who recruit the younger children. It's a very disgusting topic. I'll say, you know, that he described the placing of these abducted children in cages, naked, deprived of food, deprived of any convenience of any kind, and just exposed to all kinds of sadistic mental torture to induce fear. And then actually have these other kids beat them up, rape them, and then have them be murdered. And all of this is filmed. And these films, as he said, I think he quoted anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000 for a copy of these films. It's sick what's going on.
Well, sick doesn't really cover the magnitude at all, does it?
No. And this is years ago. And, you know, we spoke about Bohemian Grove, where this occurred. We've seen the lists of people that belong to the Bohemian Grove or were seen there through the years. This is the type of stuff that goes on. So, and he stressed the fact that this is spiritual warfare. And really, we have to turn to God. This is what prompted me to choose Donny Hathaway's music tonight.
Yeah.
I felt like for my own well-being and my own inspiration that I should play this music.
If there's any meaning to the music of a blues person, to a blues song, and he was a blues artist amongst many other talents, I can see that. I can hear that.
Oh yeah.
So it is blues and again, to commend True's guest and Dane and those good people, because what they're doing, they're regurgitating. They're just throwing this stuff up, the stuff that was hidden. They're throwing it up, and that's the exposure that these Satanists cannot stand. And praise the Lord every time somebody does that.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And sure, they're going to try to shut us up and shut us down. Go ahead. There's a whole lot more of us now, and you got to find us first.
Yeah. We got cut off, or you got cut off at one point there. I was going to mention something. I mentioned this on a recent show. There's a trailer for the movie Jackass that is online, and I hear they're showing it on TV. And this is the movie where these guys do all these crazy stunts and really torture themselves, put themselves in very dangerous situations, jumping off of buildings and skateboarding in places you would never think of skateboarding, exploding things and just everything you can imagine. And there's a shot of one of the characters before he's actually in doing his stunt. He's prepping himself, and he's standing still, and the cameraman must be sitting on the ground pointing the camera up at his face. And you get a shot of the sky, and they're up there actually spraying chemtrails in the movie. It's done so blatantly. You know, that's no accident, you see?
No, they're even showing up in old movies. They'll retouch the entire studio, the theater work, and put chemtrails in.
Well,
they've done this before. We've caught them. We've seen before and after type photos from somebody's personal archives. And no, they're definitely trying to embed that chemtrails are normal, just like they teach our kids from books that they're normal. And it's this normalcy that, in fact, it is embedded psychotronically into the brain. And like most certain generations do not know the difference because they've been trained differently, indoctrinated differently, like we all have. And very few. Speaking of the chemtrails, there's another Dane that's been communicating with me, Dane Wigington over in Mount Shasta. And he reports some very, very unusual things that NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration has done with their, in fact, their forecast and weather maps. They just abruptly changed them for 3 months. When they called for dry, 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 now they're calling for absolute unbelievable precip and wet. I mean, it just accelerated. I get from Skywatch Arizona, from B. Coleman, Bridget Coleman, information that shows that the manganese levels at are 513 times over the maximum allowable limits in air by the EPA. Well, I think I told you on this on the last show I was on, I suspect that there's a, it's almost like a pigmentation technology, but really it's more trifunctional than that. And it's manganese, dibromo fluoride, benzenes. They're actually, in fact, using in situ processes in the air to make you think that that's a azure blue sky, sort of a lake blue, if you will. Not phthalo, not phthalocyanine. This is a different way to get a pigmented sky, and you really can't tell the difference from the ground, as so many people have found. But it looks like it's a little kind of too dark. Well, that's what you're seeing, the refractive chemistry right there. So it looks like a blue sky, but it's not. They're spraying stuff up above it. And below it, and in between it, and so it, you know, it just, the beat goes on. But manganese, I know that Dr. Purdy, P-U-R-D-E-Y, over in England, wrote a paper many, many years ago where he talked about certain types of intoxicants, and he called it barium intoxication. But he also pointed out to the British, whoever those beings are over there, about a certain problem that is stemming with a prion disease in mammals. In particular, he was talking about elk and other wild animals, if you will. But this is a prion, a protein disease, with all of the indications that it's identical to Alzheimer's or mad cow. Take your pick, cow wasting disease, whatever. But it was all triggered by the catalytic effects of there being manganese in the air in copious amounts, or in the water, or the food stream of somehow. But it, and these people are just unbelievably wicked in their alchemy and their chemistry of putting these poisons in the sky, Don. I listened to some other things tonight on some other stations, and, you know, we need to call, I'm talking about us, those who are listening, we need to start with our state EPAs. We need to recall every single one of those people or fire them. And these governor races are very, very important right now. We need to call for the firing of the top down at the that the Department of Natural Resources or the Environmental Protection Agency or whatever they might call it, Department of Environmental Quality, because of corruption. And they're allowing all these types of programs with the chemtrails right on down to fluoride in your drinking water, lithium in the drinking water, lithium in the air, aerosolized lithium, all these toxins, bar none. And then the federal EPA, I call for every single one of those beings to be arrested, especially Jackson, to be taken down immediately. And what's her name, Lubchertov, that other brassy Russian communist, he can't call her enough, head of NOAA, they're the ones that are sending these things over to Belgium to the supercomputer over there, and is dictating exactly what kind of chemicals are going to be in our air for the next 3 months. And this is what's going on. It's absolute aberrant. There's no natural weather that occurs anymore whatsoever. This is all triggered by the catalytic effects of various types of chemistries that are in the air, which have been manifested with the precise frequency manipulation through HARP. And I do call for someone much greater and much more intelligent with a whole lot more technology expansion than I have, or can even imagine at this point, to take down the HARP. because they've got these Gwen Towers at an accelerated pace. It is the psychotronic wall. It is affecting the way people are thinking things. And I can tell you, I know they've used this weapon right there at the Sam Rayburn building when they, it wasn't fear as much as it was a psychotronic weapon unleashing of changing your mind, Mr. Congressman, and you had no clue that you voted for the banker bailout, and that doesn't give you a pass either. But they've used this weapon before, and it's getting close to election. Guess what? You see the Democrats kind of creeping back up. It's not going to be as bad as it once thought. Hey, well, you know, people don't really hate Harry Reid as much as was once said. No, you got Diebold machine and the psychotronic weapon called HARP that's going to change all that just like magically overnight. Oh, they're not so bad. And it's these same wicked, vile individuals that we've been trying to, in fact, pound on the head for how many years now? I've been doing this for 12 years. Ever since I've been on radio, I've been, in fact, harping at the same bunch of wicked beings.
No pun intended, right?
No pun intended. But when I call for the, like the Gulf disaster, I called for the same thing with the Coast Guard and EPA and NOAA. I still call for it, and it can be done at the state level because, ladies and gentlemen, these people are trying to kill you slowly.
Yes. Now, if I can add something to what you just said, and I concur with what you said, and I'm sure I will with what you're going to say. Last Thursday came to my attention that toxic levels, extremely high levels, and totally unnatural levels of lithium are now being found in chemtrails, along with a blue crystalline substance. Now, I don't know if that is polymers that are interacting with various elements that are there, but I'm supposed to get an update on that. But I wanted to talk about lithium because it has a benefit in trace amounts to those that have been diagnosed with a bipolar disorder or a monopolar disorder. I don't know how true that is. That's what the pharmaceutical industries say. That's what certain psychiatrists say about their patients that are receiving lithium in whatever treatments they're getting. I have a very interesting paper on lithium, which is called The Ultimate Compound, Lithium, in Solid Matter and or Crystals by Haroldine, Director of Research, Lithium Labs Limited, San Luis Rey, California, presented at the 1983 U.S. Psychotronics Conference in Portland, Oregon. Kind of an interesting topic. I'm going to just jump into a description of lithium and take this into account, Dr. Castle, in light of what you know about the chemistry. Lithium is a white non-metallic metal occupying position number 3 following hydrogen and helium on the periodic chart of chemical elements. The atom has 3 protons, positive charges, in its nucleus and 3 electrons, negative charges, in orbit around the nucleus. One of the electrons is alone in the outer orbital and so is readily lost to interactions with other atoms. When it is lost, the lithium atom has 3 positive charges in its nucleus and 2 negative charges in its electron shell and is hence a cation, a positively charged ion that interacts with heavier chemical elements out of lighter ones in the universe. Lithium is not on the main pathway, therefore, on the Earth is present in smaller quantities compared with its chemical relatives, sodium, potassium, magnesium, which you mentioned, and calcium. At ordinary temperatures, lithium has a higher specific heat than any other substance except water. It is unusual in that it is the lightest of all solid elements, its boiling point being 1,336 degrees centigrade. It is never found free in rocks and in the waters of many mineral springs. Let's see. This is a bit difficult to read. Okay. Its brilliant magenta color is given in flame test for lithium. So when it is exposed to extreme heat, it changes color to magenta, which is sort of a reddish pink color. It's actually a very beautiful color. I'm presuming that if they're still putting desiccated blood in some chemtrails, that the lithium might interact with that, but it tends to bind metals. Now, what's interesting about this article is they go on to talk about how lithium follows the ley lines of the planetary grid. You and my listeners have heard us discuss this with Jim Murray countless times, the ley lines and the vortices, and how they move in opposite directions on each side of these ley lines, and they discuss the most important ones. North America and Canada are listed as number one. Africa is number two. South America is number three. Australia is number four. And Europe, as far as the ley lines and where the lithium is found. And then this is quite a detailed article for another show, but it causes renal failure. We know that. And in fact, although it's said that it's not a dangerous substance, can cause renal failure the first time one is exposed to it. And it's being found in toxic amounts. So this is a new dimension we have, and I'm going to get a report as to what the other substances are. Now, I suggested that it might be, one of them might be tourmaline, and I haven't gotten a confirmation on that, but tourmaline is mentioned in this paper. Very interesting.
That is interesting. Yes, it is. Just a couple things, you know, renal failure, that's one of the symptoms that they've discussed, one of the infirmaries that they've talked about coming out of the Gulf disaster, and, you know, of course, everything is kicked back to Corexit, but then again, I've said many a time that it's not listed, by the way, but they're using various types of metals, in fact, to manifest what they call super surfactants. Well, you know, that can be normally associated with glycols or ethylene glycol or adducts of glycols. And, of course, they've got those in copious amounts with the 2-butoxyethanols and other glycol ethers that are in there. But then again, you can, in fact, be damaged much more readily if you had a super surfactant that was based on lithium, barium, titanium, manganese.
Yeah. Seth, if you're there, it sounds like we lost Dr. Castle again. So if you can get him back, I'd appreciate it. We would all appreciate it. So I guess we'll wait for Dr. Castle to get back. And I'm just while we're waiting, I will say that I will be sharing some of this information with my listening audience in an upcoming show, possibly with Jim Murray this Friday. This is pretty interesting because it delves into different aspects of lithium. And in terms of many of the other topics that we discuss on this show as well, not just chemtrails. In fact, there's very little or no research regarding lithium in chemtrails, as far as I know, other than what's been said on the show two, maybe three times now in the inside of the past week. So we'll keep you posted on that. Seth, any luck with Dr. Castle? No luck yet. Okay. He's trying. Well, it's interesting, isn't it, folks, when the truth comes out? Everybody can't have trouble with their phones. Everybody can't have trouble with their computers. No, just the people on the Truth radio shows. Well, while we're waiting, I will let you know that I've got, as my guest tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Dr. Christopher Holmes, Ph.D., and he's got two new books that we're going to be talking about. And we're having trouble getting Dr. Castle. He's still trying. Anyway, Dr. Holmes is also the host of another show on bbsradio.com on every other Saturday called Zero Point. And we've discussed his book, The Heart Doctrine, and he very succinctly describes the problems on the earth and what's going on and what needs to be done about it. And he does see the evil, and he does say that this is spiritual warfare, but he gives you the perspective of a forensic psychologist who works with troubled people. And speaking of troubled people, I think we have Dr. Castle back.
Hi, Don. I think maybe I'm suffering from, I don't think the Nikoloff effect pendant works with the telephone, but it does with the computer. But no, I think I'm suffering from a low battery that it just went kaput. So it's probably going to do it again before I get off of here. So okay. I'll have to say goodnight to you if I just lose you. So appreciate being on the show. I'd like to do it again.
Yeah, we're about to close, but anyway, I was telling the listeners that Dr. Christopher Holmes is going to be on tomorrow night, and it's going to be an interesting show because we're going to go deeper into the spiritual aspect of much about what we talk about on the show. But I don't know if you had heard about lithium being in the chemtrails. I brought that out last Thursday night with Drew Raines, and I'm to get a follow-up on that. As right. to what's there, and it seems
had,
to me,
had heard about the lithium. Yes.
Yeah, we should find out who's making money manufacturing the chemtrails. Follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do. We know the airlines are involved, and we know the military is involved.
And the lithium in particular is a huge, huge market for Chinese. They make probably 2/3 or more of the. Just say bulk pharmaceuticals when it is involved lithium. Lithium of any sort.
Lithium and it goes nitrate, in the batteries, phosphine. Too, quite a bit.
It goes a lot in the battery, yes.
Yeah.
So, that's we'll try to follow money trail. I look forward to tomorrow night. The spiritual aspects of all this is something that we all have to keep grasp on, you know? But while they're poisoning us, you know, I might do some things myself in getting a petition to recall state Environmental Protection Agency personnel and a call for the outright arrest of the federal, because I don't know anything else that's going to stop this, because they will, in fact, they're not protecting this. They're encouraging this type of aberrant poisoning, starting with the water that you're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, We're out of time, but we will certainly continue this discussion in November. I'm sure you'll be back with us. And again, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope that.
Well, I appreciate being on the show, and there's always an element of surprise in all we do. But I'm pretty certain right now I'm kind of maybe we're talking bad about lithium. Maybe this phone's got a lithium battery. It's not mine. It's a portable, but probably.
All right.
Don,
well,
thanks. Have a good evening.
From time to time. So, well, thank you for being on the show, Dr. Castle, and look forward to your next visit.
Okay, good night.
All right. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com and tonight's guest, Dr. Mike Castle. want to thank Windtalkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints over at BBS Radio. On the sound, I want to thank Seth Hendrick on the phone dial, Seth Hendrick, both Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me again tomorrow night when my guest will be Christopher Holmes, PhD. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.